sunny side, always on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we keep on the sunny side of life.
I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River's my home.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. Also being heard over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, as well as throughout the World Wide Web at www.oshawarocks.com, as well as, of course, our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny. With all that mentioned, I would like to now pay tribute to a dear friend of Tom's for many years, Ralph Carlson, and also salute the newest segment on our program called Flip Flop, which will be where we, of course, play the original version and follow that with the redone version. So we're going to pay tribute to Ralph Carlson, of course, with an all-time classic called Lights of Denver. So hear the original by Ralph himself, and then follow with Tom's own version. With that, I would like to say good morning, and yes, welcome here to the third and final hour of our morning show. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was 1965. We were on a tour, the both of us, with Mack Wiseman, that played Morrisburg, and I was working with Ron McMunn and his country cousins at the time, and Tom was a guest on the show. We had done a tour around several Ontario spots with Mack Wiseman, and backstage, we discovered that we both recorded for the same record label, and I was at that time doing a radio show with Ron McMunn on CJT in Smith Falls, and discovered that Tom was doing a similar radio show in Brockville, and our likes and dislikes were very, very much the same, and we became very good friends.
Nights like this I get to wondering, watching that old headlight shine. I've been down 100 highways, seems like half a million times. And it's no use me pretending that the feeling isn't there when I see the lights of Denver. I'll be wondering if she's there. When I see the lights of Denver through the Rocky Mountain line, I'll remember times and places and a lady who was mine. When I see the lights of Denver, trying not to call. On the southeast side of Dallas, there's a house picket fence. I'd be home tomorrow morning if I had a lick of sense. My woman's softly sleeping, on her mind. I'm in Denver, Colorado, trying not to cross that line. When I see the lights of Denver through the Rocky Mountain line, I'll remember times and places and a lady who was mine. Stop on the highway. try not to call. But I see the lights of Denver.
I get to wondering, watching that old headlight shine. I've been down, seems like half a million times. And it's no use me pretending that the feeling isn't there. When I see the lights of Denver, I'll be wondering if she's there. When I see the lights of Denver through the Rocky Mountain line, I'll remember times and places and a lady who was mine. When I see the lights of Denver, I'll have no control at all. In a truck stop on the highway, I'll be trying not to call. On the southeast side of Dallas, there's a house with picket fence. I'd be home tomorrow morning if I had a lick of sense. My woman's softly sleeping, not a care on her mind. While I'm in Denver, Colorado, trying not to cross that line. When I see the lights of Denver through the Rocky Mountain line, I'll remember times and places and a lady who was mine. When I see the lights of Denver, I'll have no control at all. In a truck stop on the highway, I'll be trying not to call. In a truck stop on the highway, I'll be trying not to call.
And now, friends, it was in 1998 that Tom Wilson was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley. With that mentioned, I would like to now present to you a very special piece of audio that Tom sent me some time ago, but it's taken from a video that was recorded of that celebration and induction. And this is just a piece of that speech that he gave that night. So with that, here's the 1998 induction of Tom Wilson to the Country Music Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley.
Recognizes Thomas Franklin Wilson for his valuable contribution to the culture and music of the Ottawa Valley, October 25th, 1998.
Humble about this, believe it or not, I am. I didn't think that I was even in the running for this award. Okay? Maybe an entertainer, that's all it said, but I'm not a musician. So I depend on a wonderful group of musicians, and I depend on them all equally. Now, I'm going to make this brief, but I want to tell you that when I was a kid, living in Athens and Brockville, that there were a lot of Ottawa Valley musicians that we admired. They were our heroes. And the way back was Cammie Howard, and he had a singer called Oral Shear. Then, of course, Mac Beattie and the Browns, and Bob King, Ward Allen, Orville Prophet, and then Ron McMahon and Ralph Carlson, a little bit closer to this time slot. And we used to listen to all these fellas on the radio and sometimes TV, and we thought of them as our heroes. And if you, sitting there tonight, if you want to try and imagine what I feel like tonight, Just remember that if you ever sat and watched somebody on television, whether it be a hockey player, baseball player, or a musician, and you said, I wish I could be like those people. If you did that, you can understand how I feel tonight, because you have said that I am one of those people. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Good night. God bless you.
Well, now, friends, for over 60 years, Tom Wilson recorded and performed in this area. With that mentioned, he retired more or less when the pandemic hit in 2020, but from 1959 until 2020, he recorded and performed in this area, as mentioned. With that mentioned, also, I'd like to now pay tribute to Tom once again on this, his 89th birthday celebration, with a collection of songs that were recorded live during some of those performances on the road. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic called The Cotton Farmer. We'll then follow with Bill Monroe for Breakfast, which is one of my all-time favorite Tom T. Hall songs, but Tom Wilson also did a version of. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than The Fields Have Turned Brown. With that, I would like to say happy birthday to my good old buddy, Tom Wilson, out there in Brockville. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on CFRC 119 FM.
The field. I planted the cotton. I watched as it turned snowy white. I planted the corn and sweet watermelon and hunted the possum each night. But the old cotton fields are neglected. The corn in the meadow is brown. The house and the barn and plows are deserted. The farmer has moved into town. I'd wake in my bed on a warm summer morning and feel that soft southern breeze. And out in the kitchen, my mama was singing some old-time sweet melody. But the old cotton fields are neglected. The corn in the meadow is brown. The house and the barn and plows are deserted. The farmer has moved into town. Say you can hear that cotton growing when the nights are quiet and warm. I'd give all I own if I could be going back to that old cotton farm. But the old cotton fields are neglected. The corn in the meadow is brown. The house and the barn and plows are deserted. The farmer has moved into town. But the old cotton fields are neglected. The corn in the meadow is brown. The house and the barn and plows are deserted. The farmer has moved into town to work on a job in the factory in town. When I was just a little boy, we lived out on a farm, 7 miles from nowhere and 100 miles from harm. We made our living from the dirt if anything would grow, and we got our country music from a big old radio. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day, then we'd head out to the fields a hoeing, corn and mowing hay. Mama loved his singing, Daddy loved to hear him play. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Sometimes we'd run it down listening to the Opry show. But we all had our instruments and most of us could play. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast anyway.
We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
Then we'd head out to the fields a-hoeing corn and mowing hay. Mama loved his singing, Daddy loved to hear him play. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Mama was a lady and my daddy liked the free. All we ever had was just a place to eat and sleep. If I could go back home again, back to the simple way, we'd have Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
Then we'd head out to the fields a-hoeing corn and mowing hay. Mama loved his singing, Daddy loved to hear him play. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
Then we'd head out to the fields a-hoeing corn and mowing hay. Mama loved his singing, Daddy loved to hear him play. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Son, don't go wrong. Remember that God will always watch over you, and we will be waiting for you here at home. Son, don't go astray, was what they both told me. Remember that love, for God can be found. But now they're both gone, this letter just told me. For years they've been dead, the fields have turned brown. Many long years, this world I have rambled. No thought of the day when I would return, but now I've come back and I find no one waiting. The price I have paid to live and to learn. Son, don't go astray, was what they both told me. Remember that love, for God can be found. But now they're both gone. This letter just told me, for years they've been dead. The fields have turned brown. Son, don't go astray, was what they both told me. Remember that love, for God can be found. But now they're both gone. This letter just told me, for years they've been dead. The fields have turned brown. For years they've been dead. The fields have turned brown.
I'm heading for the hills just as fast as I can go. The city blues are wearing on this mountain boy's soul.
Hello, friends and listeners. This is bluegrass singer Dave Atkins, and you're listening to your host, Johnny Woodlock, on the Way Back with Johnny show. Keep it tuned right here.
Don't fit in with that city crowd, I guess I never will. Won't be long, boys, I'll be home. I'm headed for the hills.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics of the live recordings from the early 2000s of our dear friend Tom Wilson, we're once again back here. And it's that time in the program where I would like to thank each and every one of our friends involved in the South Granville Bluegrass Festival this past weekend that I got to take part in. And it was a wonderful time had by all. I'd also like to thank Lisa for inviting me out, but also our good friend Dave Chapisky and his wife Linda for letting me stay at their farm. And with that, it's going to be a live recording of Al Wittemeyer, who was, of course, the guitar player and dobro player for Stompin' Tom Connors for many years. And he had a live version of an old-time classic called I'll Dream Alone, which I recorded at the festival. With that, we'll pay tribute to this all-time recording and also thank everyone out there at the South Granville Bluegrass Festival.
Came to me to be my own, and when you
And now, friends, I'd like to present a very special interview I got to do the other day this past week with our dear friend and our birthday boy, who celebrates his 89th birthday this week. Well, actually, tomorrow will mark the 89th birthday of Tom Wilson, a dear friend of mine for many years. And I got to sit down with him the other day and record a little bit of an interview with him about his life and his career. So I'd like to present that to y'all next in this celebration to, yes, the 89th birthday of a dear, dear friend and a true father away from home in bluegrass music. With that, here's our good friend and leader of the Border Bluegrass and also Western All-Stars, Tom Wilson. Happy birthday, Tom.
Well, good day.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you, Tom. I guess you have a birthday coming up.
Well, they tell me I've made 89 trips around the sun, Johnny.
Congratulations, yes.
I've got quite a tan.
So let's go back to your early childhood, if we may. What were some of your memories of childhood growing up?
Well, I got to tell you, musical memories were Don Messer. He had,
yes.
He was on the radio, I believe it was called CFCF.
Okay.
In Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island.
Of course.
And he was on three nights a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And there was a group from Ottawa, and the name escapes me right now.
The Happy Wanderers?
No, that was before them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So every evening, there would be a country music show on the radio.
On the radio, yeah.
On, or television.
Yeah.
And my dad played the fiddle and played piano, and my mother, she was a really trained classical pianist. She had taken 8 years of conservatory.
Okay.
And so there was always a lot of music around our place.
Of course.
And the old story is that there were 8 kids, and Dad got a bunch of real good instruments and tuned them up and put them on the bed.
Yes, yes.
And said, "Now, kid, don't you touch them." You know, next thing he knows, he's got a band.
Exactly, this is it. Yeah, Al Torrance was saying something about that the other day.
Yep. Sure. Al put the guitar under the bed, but that's just a different version of the same story.
Of the same story, yes, yes.
Oh, boy. Al Torrance, there's a guy, you know.
Yes,
young
he is.
Fella that when he came along to our band, I had already made 3 albums.
Okay.
And I kind of thought that that was it. You know, that's a lot of people haven't made any albums.
That's true, yes.
And, but
true.
He had been to Algonquin College.
Okay.
And he knew a lot of technical stuff. And he's a whiz with the PA systems.
That's for sure. Yeah. So talking about your early albums, you recorded your first album, what, about 64 or 65?
65.
65, okay.
Yep.
So 61 years ago.
Yep.
Amazing.
But going back to Montreal, it was a strange thing. When Elvis Presley came along, RCA Victor got so busy with his records.
Yes.
That they canceled their Bluebird, which was the Canadian country label that they had.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't any, or there was very limited places for Canadians to make recordings. And this guy, George Taylor, came over from Scotland.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And opened Rodeo Records.
Yes.
And they had a studio in Montreal on Golden Hicks Road. And so we had started doing live radio shows on CFJR in Brockville.
Yes.
In 1965. And the program director there said to me, "Why don't you guys make a record?" And I said, "Holy mackerel, why doesn't anybody make
exactly.
a record?"
Exactly. That's it, for sure, Tom.
No money, yeah. No influence. We'd play it on our country DJ shows, you know, and build you up for your day, your Saturday broadcast. And
yes.
So it turned out that another one of the announcers there was a nephew of George Taylor's.
Oh, nice. Yes.
So we got together, to make a long story short, we ended up in Montreal, and we made an album. And it was called It's Country, It's Bluegrass.
Exactly.
And right from day one, we recorded both, because I was the last man alive. I had my brother Gilbert, Johnny Woods, and Edgar Boatway, and Blair Wallace. And we had a band in which the guys could play
amazing.
I dare say they couldn't play the bagpipes, but...
No, but...
anything else, you know?
For sure, yeah.
Johnny, is looking back, it's such a wonderful... We were playing for a dance in Spencerville one night, and Johnny Woods played the piano a lot, as well as playing the fiddle. He would have different tunes, he'd sit down and play the piano.
Yes.
So the dance hall hadn't been used all winter.
Okay.
And we walked in, he hit the piano, to give us a chord to tune up to.
Exactly.
And the piano just went clunk.
Oh, wow.
A mouse ran out of it. And the mouse had eaten the leathers off the...
Oh, wow, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Wonderful, wonderful times.
Yes, they were. Yep. It sounds like it. Yeah, for sure.
So we did 3 albums there in Montreal.
And that was with the original Western All-Stars, I take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a young fella, now I can't think of his name, John Demaray.
Okay.
He was a drummer because George Taylor, in those days, a lot of country bands didn't have drums at all. Nowadays,
yes, that's true. Nowadays, it's all everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, John Demaray came along and he played drums with us. And that was the original group. We did the 3 albums.
Oh.
We had day jobs too, and we just didn't do any more records until Al came along.
Okay, yes, Al Torrance, yes.
And of course, by that time, most of the other guys had died.
Yes, sadly, yes. You know? Yes.
So the new band was kind of new, not anybody's wishes. It's just the way things happen.
It's just the way, as Mum said the other day, it's just the way God made it to happen.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, for sure.
But I was very pleased, blessed, I guess is the better word, to have the same guys for long periods of time, you know.
Exactly, and they stayed right along with you.
Yeah, 60 years is a long time.
And it never
completely stopped. Some personnel changed, but it just
evolved like our show has.
Yeah.
So looking back at that career that you had in music, and you still are remembered today, I think you realize that after this past weekend, but what is your thoughts on a career like that?
Okay, everybody that's in music,
yes,
secretly in their soul would like to be Johnny Cash.
Of course.
Make a lot of cash.
Yes.
Well, that never happened to me. But we made a living when we were... Almost all of us had day jobs as well as music.
Okay.
But I did, I guess, about 7 years or so. That was my job, was a professional musician. And that makes, if you're no good, you don't eat.
For sure. If you're no good, they won't hire you.
Yeah, I figure I'm not much of a musician, but I had the gift of gab, and I sing all right, or I did then.
Yes.
I'm 89, like I know. I'm on my last lap, let's put it that way.
Yes.
But I feel I'm all right. I'm in a position here where I have a good home and people that, you know.
That love you, and exactly.
Yes.
You're blessed.
It's like talking about blessed the other night when I had a chance to speak to those folks in Spencerville. I felt I had an opportunity to ask them to pray for the people out in British Columbia.
Exactly.
Because there was hundreds of people there, and I figured I believe in the power of prayer.
We all do, at least.
And I think that if I had a chance to ask a large number of people to pray, as I said, there's only one guy can make it rain.
That's right. Amen to that, Tom, for sure.
So that's another thing. Of course, we did an awful lot of church things.
Yes, you did, yes.
Hundreds of them. So that kind of stuff makes me feel good, you know.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you what really made me, I can't believe it yet, was there in Spencerville Saturday night. I don't know, hundreds of people anyway.
Yes, and gave you a standing ovation, isn't that?
That's something, as long as I live, I'll remember that, you know.
For sure, Tom.
And to meet so many people there, like Lloyd Grant's son, and people came up to me and said, we followed your band that dances all the time, you know, going. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that makes you feel satisfied.
And like you had accomplished something.
Yeah, for sure.
Like we were saying the other day, it's like a T-bone steak to a starving man. It's, you know,
Oh, yeah.
Something in that means a lot. Exactly, Tom.
I craved. I got fueler food from my audiences.
Exactly, and your fans, exactly.
I did an interview with Doreen Barnes on Channel 10 here in Brockville.
Okay.
And she said to me, how does it feel to be up there in front of all those faces looking at you?
Yes.
I said, it's great.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I want, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, Johnny, another thing is that a lot of people, like I can think of two or three names right now, name brand famous artists who made a lot of money but ended up shooting themselves.
Yes, that's true. God forbid, but let's hope it's not for a long, long time. But when you're remembered, when the time comes, how would you like to see your career or your music remembered, Tom? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Well, one of the things is that I know a few little country churches kept going for a while, and some of them are still going.
Yes.
Because we put on a show that entertained them with religious music.
Okay.
And they came to church that they hadn't been, maybe some of them, for years.
Yes, true.
And, that satisfied me.
Exactly.
Now, it's also, we did 515-minute live shows for Bill Knowlton on Bluegrass Ramble.
Yes.
And that gives you a great feeling because those are powerful stations.
Yes,
you
they are.
Utica and Syracuse and Watertown, and it's on the web. I had to disconnect mine. I got so
fucking busy
with. We had people sending in emails from New Zealand.
Oh, wow, yes, all the way over there, yes.
And France and England.
Amazing.
And so that satisfied me. Like, there's dozens of groups that play a few tunes around their own neighborhood, but I like to think that we're doing something good and somebody appreciated it enough, you know, to send me an email.
Exactly. This is it, Tom.
All I can say is I wish I had $1 million, but I don't care.
Or doing something for the people.
The publicity.
Exactly.
And Bill was great. He got us lots of jobs in the States, and that's why we called it Border Bluegrass. You know? It was so funny. I knew Doc Williams.
Okay.
He called his band the Border Riders.
Oh, of course. Yes, for sure.
So I was talking to him one day, and I decided to call us the Border Bluegrass.
I guess I might pull on the heartstrings, but to know you might be, well, you really are the last man standing of the original band.
Well, those guys were all marvelous.
Yes?
Let me say, for one thing, my wife has now been dead for 13 years.
Okay.
But I think she would have been just as happy if I didn't play any music, but she supported me 100%. Her family, they're all great people. But the band itself, the guys were faithful to me. All of us kind of guys do a lot of stuff for free, you know.
Of course.
And they never complained. One thing that I, we were all union musicians, by the way.
Okay, yes.
And the American Federation of Musicians contracts state that the leader gets double. And I never did that. We split it five ways.
Five people.
We split it evenly.
Yes, of course.
Lots of times, if somebody had to drive quite a distance, I would pay them out of my part. So I was decent, but they gave me 100%.
Exactly.
You know?
This is it. So I'll wrap it up with what song would you like? I know, of course, St. Lawrence River's My Home is your signature song, but what other song is one of your favorites out of your library?
Blue Mountain Blues.
Yes?
My favorite. favorite of the ones that I wrote.
Okay.
I have 12 songs that are copyrighted and recorded, you
and
know.
And originals, yeah.
Yeah, original songs.
Yeah.
I've written lots of other ones that never really, you know,
went very far or whatever, yeah. Exactly.
But Blue Mountain Blues is about Blue Mountain on Charleston Lake here in Leeds County. It's the true story because it says about the girl I left, you see.
And that was Doris.
That was Doris.
Yes.
And she was waiting when I got back.
Exactly.
Here, it was recorded and it went well. You know, we actually, when we did the back in 2024, when the All-Stars were inducted into the Hall of Fame in Brockville.
Yes.
That way we did the St. Lawrence River and that one.
Oh, nice, nice. Yes.
And got a real good hand. We did.
So back to the interview here. I want to congratulate you on the Mike O'Reilly Award. What does that mean to you?
Well, that amazed me, Johnny. Because it is not for music. It's for being a promoter of the music. And this is so funny, but I never considered myself a promoter, but I was.
Yes, you were. You were one of the first ones to ever open the door to bluegrass around here, in my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, with that, Tom, I want to wish you a very happy 89th birthday. And looking back at 89 years, I guess my last question would be, what is your greatest accomplishment?
I don't know.
And I know that's a hard question, for sure.
I think maybe being happily married for 54 years.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
You know,
she sounded like a wonderful woman.
She was. Sure, she put up with a lot of baloney from me, I'll tell you.
They always do.
But, you know, just being connected with guys like yourself and Howard Hayes, and there's quite a few
of course
people like Vic Garbutt, for instance.
And Peter and what have you.
And Peter, you know.
It sure is.
As Mac Wiseman, by the way, I did a show or two with Mac Wiseman.
Yes, you sure did.
And as he would say, just sweet to be remembered. Johnny, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
For sure, for sure. Well, let's stay in touch as we always do. And, and again, happy birthday. We love you.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Johnny.
Yeah. Love you. Bye-bye.
Everybody knows about the Mason-Dixon line. It's where the cold wind stops and the sun begins to shine. But there is another place that's not too hard to find. It's what those bluegrass pickers call the Martin Gibson line. Down below that Martin Gibson line, they pick that bluegrass music all the time. Herringbones and mastertones, they really make them shine. Down below that Martin Gibson line. Red Smiley had a patent on that famous run of his, and when it comes to picking, Tony Rice is sure a whiz. When I hear Charlie Waller play, it always sounds so fine to hear those guitars picking on the Martin Gibson line. Down below that Martin Gibson line, they pick that bluegrass music all the time. Herringbones and mastertones, they really make them shine. Down below that Martin Gibson line. Sure could make those banjos ring. It was a treat to hear him beat upon that old fifth string. And when I hear Ralph Stanley play that little glass of wine, I know that I am drawn nigh that Martin Gibson line. Down below that Martin Gibson line, they pick that bluegrass music all the time.
herringbones and master tones, they really make them shine down below that Martin Gibson line. They pick that bluegrass music all the time. Herringbones and master tones, they really make them shine down below that Martin Gibson line.
And now, friends, last weekend was, of course, the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival up there in Spencerville, Ontario. And with that mentioned, my good friend and father figure in many ways in bluegrass music, Tom Wilson, accepted his Mike O'Reilly 2026 award. With that mentioned, I would like to now pay tribute to this great man and this great acceptance of this award, as he appeared at the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival last weekend. And this is live recorded. Welcome in, friends, and we'll be back following this with the Way Back Song of the Week.
So the second award that we are going to present this evening is for the Mike O'Reilly Award. Here is our sound man Al right behind to do the presentation.
Hey, good evening, folks. Yeah, they don't let me talk much. I wonder why. I have the fortunate privilege to have known this man for more than half of my life. And it's truly an honor to say a few words about him and celebrate his remarkable career and contributions to the Canadian country music and bluegrass music. I first met this man in the mid-80s, and I never imagined the impact that he would have on my life. He gave me the opportunity to learn, to grow, and to become the person I am today. To say that he's my surrogate father would be a misunderstatement, to say the least. Music was always a part of his life. Growing up in Athens, Ontario, he was surrounded by a musical family, and many of his brothers became talented musicians as well, and also performed on many of his recordings. One of his favorite stories he tells me and tells several people is about his father putting his family guitar under the bed and telling the kids to not touch it. What the best way to get somebody to learn how to play guitar is tell them not to do something. As he approaches his 89th birthday, we're celebrating a career that began in 1959 and spanned more than six decades. During that time, he recorded seven full-length albums. There's a whole bunch of other ones in there, too, but seven full-length ones, and performed with some of Eastern Ontario's finest musicians. I'd also like to acknowledge that Kim Wallace's father, Claire Wallace, played in Tom's band as well. He also led two of Ontario's most respected bands, the Western All-Stars of Border Bluegrass, and their performance ranged from small country churches with a few dozen people to the renowned Mariposa Folk Festival, where they entertained thousands of concert goers. Although he wrote many songs throughout his career, his signature song, St. Lawrence River is My Home, was written by his dear friend Jim Plumley. This song remained on the regional charts for 14 weeks and became forever associated with him throughout his career. By now, you have likely guessed that the gentleman that we're honoring tonight is none other than Tom Wilson. Tom has accumulated many accolades over his lifetime, and with such as the induction to the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame in 1998 and his induction to the Brockville Area Music Hall of Fame in 2006, and again, recently with his band, the Western All-Stars in 2024. Tonight, we have the privilege of adding another well-deserved honor by presenting Tom with the Mike O'Reilly Award in recognition for his outstanding contributions to bluegrass music. Congratulations, Mr. Wilson.
Folks, I just want to say that I'm not playing anymore, but I'm 89. What the hell are you going to do? But I gotta ask you, I know that being bluegrass people are mostly of a Christian frame of mind, and I just want to ask you tonight, there's a terrible tragedy happening in British Columbia, which I know very well, a beautiful province. And right tonight, 20,000 people have had to leave their homes. And I would just ask you to just each say a little prayer for them, because only God can send the rain that they really need. Okay? Now, thank you. I won't keep you much longer, but I must say, people like Claire Wallace and this guy Al Torrance back here, and my brothers, I'm not much of a musician, but with those kind of guys, I think I've accomplished what I wanted to do. So I'm resting quietly. God bless you all, and thank you.
Well, yes, friends, and that was just recorded this past weekend. Last weekend, I got to take in the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival, and I also got to meet up with my dear friend Tom Wilson there. With that mentioned, I would like to now pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. And as Tom mentioned in that speech at his acceptance speech, the British Columbia area has gone under some terrible, terrible fires lately, including the beloved Okanagan Valley. And with that, we would like to pay tribute to a song called My British Columbia Home by none other than Stompin' Tom, the king of Canadian country music. We'll send this out to all those affected by the fires out west. With that, we'll be back following this. Send us all home. Our thoughts and prayers are with all those out west.
Tonight as I live in this crazy old world, if only the truth could be known. I dream of the days and the friendlier ways of my British Columbian home. I lived in a town by the railroad track where the trains all bid me to roam. My love, she cried when I said goodbye to my British Columbian home. But there was no fortune or fame so bright, no matter how far I did roam. Compared to the mountains that called me back to my British Columbian home. Now as I sit in this crazy old world, so tired of living alone, I'm dreaming of when I'll be there again in my British Columbian home. I'll fix up the house by the railroad track, I'll ask my sweetheart, my own, to stand once more in that little front door of my British Columbian home. And if she'll forgive me and take me back, I'll promise no more I will roam. For there's not a train that will lure me again from my British Columbian home. And now it's farewell to this crazy old world, farewell to the grief I have known. I'm on the right track, I'm traveling back to my British Columbian home. Farewell, farewell to this crazy old world, farewell to the grief I have known. I'm on the right track, I'm on my way back to my British Columbian home. I'm on the right track, I'm on my way back to my British Columbian home.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Say so long from the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.osherox.com. I would once again like to thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning into the program this morning, sharing your Sunday morning with me. I'd also like to share on behalf of my good buddy and best friend, Tom Wilson.
Till next time, this is Tom Wilson saying so long for now, and may God bless you, everyone.
and also play this clip as well.
I never worried too much about whether a song was country or bluegrass. If I liked it, I'd sing it.
And so with that, I will say once again, may God bless and keep each and every one of you till we meet again. We're going to play us home today with just wishing Tom a very happy birthday. We are going to play us home today with Tom's version of The Little White Church, which was very popular by the Western All-Stars back in the day. And then we'll play us all the way home, the same way Tom ended every radio show back in the 60s, and that is by the old Ernest Tubb classic called Let's Say Goodbye Like We Said Hello. With that, may God bless and keep each and every one of you till we meet again, and say so long for now, friends. Remember, keep it country out there, and happy listening.
There's a church in the valley, a little white church is the place I remember so well. And I'm tired and lonely, dreaming only of the little white church in the dell. As I turn back my memory's pages, there happy faces I can see, and I know that my loved ones are waiting just across the Sea of Galilee, and I know their troubles are all ended, and happy forever they will. A little white church is the place I remember so well. I'm tired and lonely, dreaming only of the little white church in the dell.
Church in the Dell. We've been having a wonderful time here. We're doing this show on tape, of course. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back again next weekend. We'll be down in the area. I don't know just where we're going to be at the moment, but we'll we'll be letting you know, so listen into our shows. Until we see you once again, it's Tom Wilson and the Western All-Stars saying,
let's say goodbye.